Okay, Amanda, now continue. Why was Nami irritating?
She was just like yelling the whole time, yelling at everyone and complaining and whining.
Welcome to the
Nothing
Going
new.
Merry podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek and I am your host, and you just heard Amanda, of course, loving Nami as always. And Whitney kind of chimed in before I interrupted her. Whitney, how are you?
What else is new? New year, same you, Derek.
That's true. That's true. Amanda, how's it going?
Good. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. So this week we watched episodes 149 to 153, continuing on to Sky Island. Amanda, what'd you think of these episodes, besides Nami pissing you off?
It took a little bit to get up there, but I don't, I mean, I'm glad that we made some progress. It was an interesting setting, so and I'm not sure how it seems like they still have further to go. So yeah, we're on the way.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Whitney, what about you?
The first couple episodes, I was just kind of like ready for it to go. But then I think maybe the third one, I'm trying to remember which one it was, but I was like, all right, here we go. And I got kind of excited about One Piece again, if that makes sense. Like, because they were going somewhere new and there were all these new people, but and there was some warlord stuff, which got me really excited.
Oh, yeah.
So I know it's like a lot of new people being thrown at us, and we kind of talked about that last time, which was a little overwhelming for me. But these people, a lot of them were the same that we had just seen. So I was like, okay, I'm getting used to who these people are. But then still some more new people, but it wasn't as bad because it was people I've been looking forward to seeing. So that got me excited. And when I was kind of expecting them not to make it in this set of episodes just because of how long everything tends to take sometimes, but they did. And I was like, okay, I'm just kind of glad that they're there, and I'm excited to see. I'm kind of upset of where we left off because I was wanting to see more.
That's a good cliffhanger.
Yeah, it was quite the cliffhanger.
I agree with both of you. I think the first couple episodes were pretty slow to me. The middle episode I was very excited to get to. It was just I wouldn't necessarily say a lot happened, but a lot of information kind of came out. Like we learned a lot in that episode for sure. And then the last two episodes were pretty much just the beginning of the journey to Sky Island. Like they are finally leaving Jaya and finally on the way. So I was just like both of you, I was excited to move on. Like I like Jaya. There's some good episodes and some good things that happened, but it's I'm glad that it's not any longer, you know. We'll just leave it there. Okay, so episode 149. Cricket sits the crew down and informs them of the rumored way to get to Sky Island. The clouds turn dark and underwater pockets of pressure or of pressured air release, creating a massive stream of water that shoots to the sky, called the knockup stream. He decides to have Mashira and Chojo restore the Mary to a level that will be needed in order to handle the strain that it will go through en route to Sky Island. The Straw Hats relax a little bit as Cricket continues to tell them about Nolan's trip to Jaya, a city of gold, and a bell that sound froze everyone with wonder. In the midst of their discussion, Cricket realizes that they are missing a very important piece of the puzzle for their journey, a South Bird. The crew heads out to the jungle in the middle of the night in search of this mysterious bird. They split up into three teams, and each team continues to struggle dealing with distractions in their search. Back at Cricket's house, Bellamy arrives in search of his treasure. Amanda, let's start with you. What did you think of this first episode?
This one was okay. It was a little bit like exposition-y, kind of explaining how they're going to get up there, which I mean is useful information, but I did kind of think for a little bit Usopp had a point when he was like, how do we know we can trust this guy, you know, because he's the descendant of a huge liar. Kind of funny that he's the one that pointed that out, but I mean, I could see that. They just met the guy. They have no idea who he is, so but I mean, We then quickly got kind of a resolution to that we can trust this guy. So that is always good. It was another like beginning of another quest. So now they have to go and find this bird, which is such a silly bird. Very like Alice in Wonderland. It gave me like, it was reminding me of a bunch of different Alice in Wonderland characters all mashed together.
On, you love
Because
the
it
South
was
Bird, you know
like grinning, and then it was like
it.
doing dodo bird stuff, and then it was like disappearing, and I'm like, this is funny.
Bird.
And then I can relate to that whole section where they were freaking out about the bugs, because I hate bugs too. So they were just like real grossed out, and I'm like, yep, I would be running far away from those things.
Centipedes. I can't do centipedes. They would get
Ugh.
me.
Oh,
Yep.
they're so fast.
Yeah.
Ew.
And just all
Have
their
you
little
guys
legs
seen
moving at once is just, yeah.
those new that new TikTok trend where people will have like an egg in their hand and then it changes to a bug? And
Yeah.
it's like people who own like, I don't know if it's like zoos or whatever, but they're always like giant bugs, and there's like these giant millipedes and like giant snails and tarantulas. It freaks me out, but I watch them anyway. It's crazy.
Nope,
Ooh,
haven't seen
that
those.
would scare me. I would throw my phone.
Yeah, that reminds me of these because these bugs were like serious bugs. Like they
Yeah.
were crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I was it's kind of funny because I was sitting down the other day and I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? A lot of the fears that I've had in my past, I've like kind of moved past them and overcome them. And a lot of fears are very common for people, like public speaking. I used to be scared of public speaking. It does not bother me anymore. I could speak in front of hundreds of people and I don't care. And another one is death. A lot of people are scared of death. And I used to be too. And I genuinely don't care anymore. Death does not scare me. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, snakes. Nope, fuck that one. Not getting over
Yeah, I know. Spiders still scary.
Kind of
Like,
surprised there were no snakes in this jungle that we're in.
right? Yep, I would be out. I would be gone for sure. Nope, I'm gonna pass.
There was one, I forgot this part. There was a quote that Zorro had that I was like, this is me in a nutshell. It was they were in the forest and he was like, let's just catch one of these things and get back to drinking. I was like, yes.
He was so logical in these episodes. I loved him so much. Like, he was just saying what I was thinking the whole time.
Yes. Yep.
I love Zorro.
Yeah.
Whitney, how about you?
Yeah. It was a very quick, I don't know what you would call it, turnaround. I don't know if it was a turnaround, but like establishing that Cricket was actually trying to help them. And he starts telling them about this Sky Island. And when he said that it turned to night, I was like, oh, hey, that's what happened that time when we saw the giant shadows that we don't know about. And he actually says, forget about them now. We'll save that for later. And I'm like, what? Why? I want to know right now. And you know, we didn't see them in this set of episodes. Even when they went to the Sky Island, I didn't see the giants. Did I miss it?
And see, that's kind of funny because I didn't think about it when we were watching it, but now that you mention it, it's almost like the Don Cheadle thing, where they're like kind of breaking the fourth wall. He's like, I'm here, get used to it, or get over it, or whatever he said, and now that you say it, that line does kind of feel like the like that. Like Cricket is telling the viewers, the giants are a thing. We'll deal with it later. Like it's like we're
Don't
not
worry about
getting
it.
there anytime soon. Yeah, exactly. We'll get there.
I thought it was weird because he tells them about the knockup stream. That makes them go up, and Nami just cannot believe this. They took a river up a mountain to get to the Grand Line. How is this so hard to
I don't
believe?
know. They
Like,
talked to a fucking bush man in a chest. Like, why is that? I don't
like,
know.
well, I mean, even when you're thinking about transportation to another place, like, she's the one that was like, hey, this river looks like it goes up a mountain. I'm not sure how, but I think we can do it. Why is she questioning this? Her of all people. I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me for her character, but they really are laying it on thick that the ship is falling apart here, which was a good setup to what they did later. And speaking of Zoro with his penchant for not knowing where he's going, and they talk about the bird or the animal can navigate, and Luffy says that makes Zoro dumber than an animal.
I fucking love that
So
line. That
good.
was so funny.
It was really weird that he just all of a sudden was like, oh no, you have to go now and get this bird after they spent all day partying.
I know.
Why? What? I don't understand why that happened at all. Yeah, the bugs and the stuff were you talking about your old fears. I used to be absolutely terrified of spiders. If I saw a spider, I could not sleep, could not be in the room. And now I just like scoop them up and put them outside. Like they don't bother me unless they're like really fast and they like are gonna run on my hand, or if it's like near my kid, you know, of course I don't want it to bite my kid or something, you know.
I'm
But
good unless they're like jumpers, unless
right.
they're one of those big spiders that jumps. Then I'm out. But if they're
But
small, I'm good.
I prefer them over bugs because they eat bugs and they keep the bugs away, and I like that. I prefer them most of the time because most of the time they don't want to bother you. They just like want to hang out where it's warm, so it's fine. And of course, Luffy's excitement here made me giggle a little bit. We're gonna beat up a bird. That made me laugh.
I thought I
It
heard that.
can't
I didn't
hurt. Oh
back it
my
up. I was
God,
like, did
poor
he just
animals. Yeah, he hates animals so much. And then he gets excited about finding the bugs that were really important to him. And he's right under the bird the whole time, like a big idiot. And then Bellamy shows up again because he can't stand it when people have dreams, I guess. And he says he's called the hyena. I'm not really sure why. I guess because he laughs, but his laugh doesn't seem particularly
Hyena-ish.
eerie, or, you know, like you don't, it's not like a Joker laugh where you're like, oh, that's weird. You know, it's just like a normal man cackle. So that's interesting to me that that's his nickname. So I don't know.
Yeah, and I like that too. I'm just kind of addressing it now since you brought it up, and I'm gonna probably forget it. It's like later Cricket mentions that the reason Bellamy isn't a dreamer is because he's too scared to dream. And I think maybe there might be a decent amount of truth to that. Like, because he's so afraid to dream, he doesn't want anyone else to dream either, because then it makes him feel, like a scaredy cat. It makes him feel like a coward for not dreaming when people around him are. So, like, I don't know that there's truth to that, but maybe there is. Like, I could definitely see that being an internal struggle within himself. I thought it was funny that at the very beginning of the episode, Cricket is explaining this cloud. I don't even remember what the hell it's called, but it's like he's not even completely sure in what he's saying. He's like, nobody really understands this cloud. It's just kind of there, and then it does things. And Luffy's like, so it's a mystery cloud.
Mystery
And
cloud.
I'm like, the one time he says it, and it like that's the perfect explanation for it. It is
Mystery.
literally a mystery. So thought that was funny that there was one time it's actually fitting. And there's the scene where like Usopp starts yelling at Cricket, and it's like, okay, Usopp's making some good points here. Like, I understand where he's coming from. And then, like, once he stops talking, it's all of a sudden it like starts to sit in. He's only acting like this because he is afraid of going to Sky Island. He's afraid of the attempt to, and he's just trying to find an excuse to not do it. And I was like, no, this is still the same Usopp. And then Whitney already mentioned the Luffy saying that Zoro is dumber than a bird or dumber than an animal because the bird has a sense of direction. That was really funny. I really liked the South Bird too. They were
I just love having Chopper around who can talk to animals.
yes.
So useful.
It
Yeah,
is.
it really is.
And it's like, it's funny that Oda has found a lot logical way to get us to talk to animals too, like, to where we can understand them. I think that I think it was a good way that he did that.
Yeah.
The forest scene was getting very old very quick to me. Like I was getting tired of all the bugs and the running around and the screaming, and I was honestly just, I was not caring about anything that was happening in the forest. I was like, I'm just ready for them to catch this damn bird and just
Yeah.
leave it at that. I don't need the rest of this.
Right.
So it, you know, the episode was fine. Like it had its moments, but ready to move on to 150? Cool. Bellamy's crew jumps Cricket, but he handles himself pretty easy against them until Bellamy jumps in. He's able to take out Cricket, Mashira, and Shoujo without breaking a sweat. He and his crew leave with all of Cricket's gold. In the forest, the crew regroups and the Southbird appears to mock them, and Robin finally nabs it since all she needed to do was see one. They get back to Cricket and find the carnage left by Bellamy. Cricket doesn't seem to care about what happened and just wants to get the Mary fixed so the crew can get on their way. While they work on the ship, Luffy decides that he is going to get the gold back from Bellamy. Back in Mock Town, a newsbird drops off a paper which also includes the new bounties of both Luffy and Zoro. Bellamy's followers begin to shake with fear when they realize all of the shit they did to push the two pirates whose bounties are both higher than their own captains, one of which is almost double. Bellamy remains calm and provides a plausible explanation for claiming they plausible explanation claiming that the posters are fake in order to get them to submit to the Straw Hats in fear. As they finally calm down, Luffy screams for Bellamy from outside the tavern. Whitney, I'll let you go first. What did you think of this episode?
I thought it was interesting. I don't, and this is probably just me and my weird brain, but they said something about the giant, I don't know if they said the forest or the island or whatever. And then they're going through this like tropical rainforest. It kind of reminded me of like the Mayan civilization. Like, I don't know, the colors and everything I thought was kind of interesting.
You know what? I bet there's a lot of I bet there is a lot of Mayan references in this arc. I bet there is.
Maybe. And so the birds were controlling the bugs, I think. Is that
From what I understand, yeah, that's
right?
kind of what they mentioned, yeah.
Yeah. It was so funny. It was like bugs, bugs, pigs, more bugs. And I was like, where did the pigs come from? Okay. Now, I have this guy's name written down, but I don't think you pronounced it differently than I thought, but it's Sarquiss. It's not Sarkis.
I think they say Zakis.
Zakis, okay.
Yeah.
When he starts spinning his blade really fast,
Yeah.
like in a circle, it reminded me of Thanos. You know that giant blade he has and he
Oh,
spins it really
yes.
fast? I think it was maybe Endgame that he did that. That's what it reminded me of. And I really liked when the apes were fighting, they had the like this 80s, 90s video game music in the background, which I thought was funny because to me he looks like Donkey Kong, the one, I can't remember his name, but
Mashira, I think.
and when, see, my notes are so stupid for this one because it was just silliness. But when Bellamy beats them, you hear that girl that's with him go, "Way to go, Bellamy!" Yeah. I paused it and just had to laugh for a minute because it was just so stupid to me. And then the one that looks like Donkey Kong, you just told me his name and I forgot again, but like sacrifices himself, I guess, I thought,
For Cricket.
for Cricket. And then it's revealed that Bellamy has spring fruit powers, which I'm gonna go ahead and say it right now, and I may look stupid later, is so lame. Like, I don't. Like, okay, you can jump really high. Like, I don't have high hopes for the threat of Bellamy versus Luffy just because it's going to be a bunch of jumping and punching. Like, that's kind of how I feel like it's going to go. And I'm sure it's not going to be, but that's just my initial, like, thoughts on it. And then, of course, the realization that the ship is totally gone. Like, it's wrecked. So I was like, well, now. And I thought they were just going to get a new ship. I didn't know where, but yeah, there's no way they can sail anymore on this.
Amanda, what about you?
Yeah, my notes are kind of random for this one too. The first thing I had on here was like I was grossed out about that big slug that they were pouring salt on. Like, this is horrible.
Was funny.
Yeah, and then Bellamy feels like not much of a threat. He's destructive,
He
but
just feels like a bully. Like,
yeah, he doesn't feel
yeah.
like he's not a smart person. He's just like an asshole.
Yeah.
So I kind
A
of feel
bully. Yeah.
similarly that like the threat isn't going to be that huge from him. Could be wrong, who knows, but we'll see. But also his mark, his little like face,
Yep.
whatever, it's stupid. It looks dumb and it looks like again, not threatening at all. It reminded me of this logo for this store, which is a regional like New England thing called Newbury Comics, and it's basically just like a spray painted smiley face with like a big crooked smile and ears.
Who
So kind
knows? Maybe
of
that's where they got it.
maybe. But yeah, I was like, that's not really that threatening. I don't pick a better mark, dude. And then the guy that was reading, the drunk dude who was like reading off their wanted posters, that went
Pilgrim.
on. Yeah, it went
Oh.
on too long. I was like, wrap it up. Like,
Yeah. So they're
I don't need
counting
to
the
spend 10 minutes
zeros.
with you. Yeah, it was a little too much, but so we got kind of the opposite thing happening where now Luffy is totally gonna go after Bellamy for fucking with his friends, which is kind of what we said last time, you know, that he would have probably stepped in and fought before if that, you know, bunch of them had started to go after Nami. And in this case, he just immediately is like, okay, well, they destroyed everything here and took all of his stuff, so gonna go after them now, even though they have a strict deadline.
So I know Whitney kind of touched on it. How do you feel about Bellamy's spring powers that were revealed?
I mean, I can't imagine what else besides just jumping or like maybe punching far. I don't know. I don't know how else it's useful. So, I mean, I guess, yeah, because like he can jump, but Luffy can stretch. So they can both get high. Like, if he's trying to jump over him to like avoid him in a fight, then Luffy can just stretch. So I don't really know like where that's going to come in handy for him. I
So
don't
you're
know.
saying it's like a great value gum for
Yes. Temu gum fruit.
but almost like less versatile, you know, like
Exactly, yeah. It's
he's
like
so
it's
versatile, like he can stretch himself out like a tarp, or you know, I
right.
don't
Like,
know.
because can he spring his arms? I don't remember if he did that at all.
I
Like,
don't know that he knows if he can.
yeah,
I don't think he did. I thought it was just his legs, and
just
then
his
he
feet.
bounced in the next episode. I'm going ahead,
No, you're
like a
fine.
pinball
Yeah.
off of like
Yeah.
every building. So
Right, it's
I
like
don't know.
those shoes that like are in cartoons that have springs on the bottom. Like instead of having a pogo stick, you have those shoes and you bounce over shit.
Yeah. I feel like this is the last power I would like to have out of all the ones we've seen.
Yeah.
Even
I
the
keep
dog gun.
the
The
lasso the
dog
gun dog.
gun.
Yeah, I agree. Bellamy's fur is pretty light. So there was one thing that Zaki said. He said, "We are way stronger than you and your pals, old man." And I was like, "Guys, shut the hell up. You were getting your ass whooped until Bellamy stepped in." Like, I almost hate Zaki's more than I do Bellamy. Actually, I probably do, because there was the
Yeah, I
whole
think I do too.
trying to buy Nami last week. And then he's similar to Usopp, and he just completely talks out of his ass, even though he can do nothing to back it up. Like, he's sitting there saying, "We are way stronger than you. You were literally getting your ass whooped 2 seconds ago by this man. The only reason you're not still laying on the ground in a bloody pulp right now is because your boss stepped in. Like, we know your boss is stronger than him." So yeah, he was pissing me off. I loved how simple it was when Robin caught the bird. Like, there was all this buildup in the forest, making it seem like it was going to be so difficult. And then just as soon as she sees it, boom, done. Like, It was so simple and over with just that quickly. And I was like, man, I think that probably would have been a lot more difficult if she was not there and they had to actually try to catch it, even though it was within eyesight.
Probably. They probably wouldn't even be going in the right direction.
You're
Zoro
probably
almost got lost
right.
again. Zoro and Luffy would be just like wandering wherever.
There was a point when the South Bird started laughing, and it sounded a little bit too familiar to me, so I looked it up. And the South Bird has the same voice actor as Luffy.
Huh.
And
Weird.
amidst my research, I figured out that Karu has the same voice actor as Tashigi.
Oh. I
Yeah.
always thought Karu sounded like Usopp.
Well, and I guess in the sub in Japanese, it is Sanji's voice actor that does Karu as well instead of Tashigi. So I thought that was interesting. Let's see. The explanation that Bellamy gives in regards to the wanted posters, how did both of you feel about it, about the whole people are faking these wanted posters to try to get you to give up the fight before it starts. Like, did you feel like he was just blowing smoke up people's asses, or did you think that that's a, you know, do you think that that's actually like a thing that he's seen?
I don't
I think he's
know.
just
I didn't
making an
really,
excuse.
yeah. I didn't really think much of it, honestly. I
Yeah,
just thought
me
he was
either.
just talking out his ass.
That's kind of what it felt like to me too. I was like, it was hard for me to tell if he actually like believes that, or if he's just saying that to lie to himself and everybody else. Like, still feel like the tough guy just to calm everybody else down around him and or whatever. Like, it was hard to tell why he was saying that. And there was a someone there in the tavern that said, "If this kid is so wanted, how come we've never seen his pictures in the paper before?" I'm like, you have that. You saw the 30 million wanted poster. Like, they're sitting here looking for a pattern that's right in front of them. They're just choosing to ignore it. I was so yeah. This whole tavern is full of dumb shits. I'll just say that. We can leave that there.
I feel like they're in their own world. They're not really focused on anything outside of where they are.
Yeah, it almost feels like, okay, they've gotten to a spot. They are in Jaya. They figured out that Jaya is the spot where they can run, so they don't want to go any farther. Like, they want to sit there and make this their domain, and they don't feel like moving on with their lives. And it's like, all they want to do is just sit there and control this one little spot, even though this little tiny fucking island is in the middle of the Grand Line that doesn't matter to anybody. And it's like they feel on their high horse. I feel like they're on their high horse for no damn reason. I don't know. That's yeah. Okay. Episode 151. Luffy stands at the top of the single tower in town and demands that Bellamy return the gold. Bellamy continues to lecture Luffy on real pirates until finally springing forward to attempt to lay Luffy out. He continues to swing at Luffy, but Luffy continues to dodge. Bellamy finally lays out a shot and sends Luffy plummeting to the ground. Luffy rises again, and Bellamy builds up speed with his jumps. He flies toward Luffy, and with one punch, Luffy drives Bellamy into the ground and leaves him unconscious. The town stares on in silence as Luffy stands over Bellamy's body after taking him out easily. Once again, Luffy demands Cricket's gold, and after receiving it, he heads back to catch up with his crew. At the Holy Land of Marie Joie, the five elders of the world government discuss Shanks reaching out to Whitebeard, as well as the empty warlord spot after Crocodile was taken out by this new upstart, Monkey D. Luffy. They have called for a meeting with the remaining six warlords, however, only three show up: Hawkeye Mihawk, Don Quixote Doflamingo, and Bartholomew Kuma. Along with them sits Fleet Admiral Sengoku, the leading authority of the Marines. As their meeting is about to begin, a mysterious man joins them who is obviously intruding. He is revealed to be a man named Lafitte, and he is there to nominate Blackbeard as the next warlord. Now to Whitebeard's ship, Whitebeard himself is handed a letter from a messenger sent by Shanks. In Mocktown, a large man that Luffy met in the tavern is revealed to be Captain Blackbeard. He lays Zaqis out for continuing to run his mouth. He decides that it's good time to go hunting for the 100 million bounty that is now on Luffy's head. So, quite a bit happened in this episode. This episode took me forever to fucking get through because I kept having to stop it and pause it to write shit down just because there was so much going on. So let's talk about this little first 5 seconds that's in this. And we get this punch by Luffy that just completely takes Bellamy out. In my opinion, this is one of the most satisfying punches in the entire show. Like, seeing a lot of build up here. This was a long time coming. How did you guys feel about this small little fight between Luffy and Bellamy?
It kind of just confirmed what I thought was going to happen, that it wasn't going to be a big deal for Luffy. I may eat my words later. Bellamy may come back with a vengeance, but it just didn't, it was like light work for him. And yeah, the punch was good, but it was like kind of what I was expecting,
Yeah,
if that
it's
makes
just,
sense.
yeah, just it was definitely warranted with everything that we've seen Bellamy doing. Like, he definitely needed he needed to get laid out. And then we go on to Marie Joie, the land of the world nobles and the five elders. Any questions on Marie Joie or the five elders?
Well, yeah. Why? Who put them in charge? Why are they in charge? Didn't know they were there. Do they decide the warlords? Apparently so. Are they Marines? Why do they come from different places? Like, why are there five? I don't know.
Some of those questions I can answer and some of them can't. So the five elders are essentially the leading authority of the Marines. So, like, you've got, we also met Sengoku. We can talk about him as well. He is the fleet admiral of the Marines. He is in charge of the Marines. There is no one higher in the Marines than him.
Okay, so I saw something that said Navy. It may have been in the closed caption. I don't know. Is that the same thing as the Marines? Okay.
So, like, Sengoku takes his orders directly from the five elders. So while the five elders are not Marines, they are the supreme authority for the world government, I guess you would say. So they tell the Marines what to do, and then Sengoku forwards it on. And it, if you kind of mention it, or if you kind of think about it back in the live action, which I know Garp mentions it at some point in this show too. It's just we haven't gotten there yet because we haven't seen a lot of Garp. But in the live action, Garp mentions to Kobe, I think, that the reason he does not want to go any higher as a Marine is because there are certain people he doesn't want to listen to. Those people are the five elders. If he goes any higher than a vice admiral, then he has to start taking direct orders from the five elders, and he doesn't want to do that. So yeah, so those are the people that are essentially running the world at this point.
Interesting.
Okay, so we get introduced to two new warlords, Don Quixote Doflamingo and Bartholomew Kuma. And then I did, because, like, especially on, like, the introductions, I switch over to subs just to see what the caption is that pops up on the screen for the characters or whatever. So I did that for these. Actually, I had to do that a lot in this episode because there were so many new characters that were introduced. And they actually give the bounties for these two. So Doflamingo, when he became a warlord and his bounty was frozen, his bounty was sitting at 340 million.
Oh.
And Kuma's was sitting at 296 million.
Wow.
So yeah, large bounties for them.
Big time players. What is Mihawk's? Do we know?
We have not gotten Mihawks, no.
Okay.
So how do you feel about our two new warlords?
Seemed fine. Funny
Well,
names.
didn't see much from Bartholomew,
no, he was just
really.
kind of there. He's a very calm
But
person.
I love Doflamingo. I mean, look at him. He is
Doflamingo
like,
is what a lot of people considered to be one of the greatest written characters in the show,
he
especially
like
like
his
his
honestly, I didn't pay a
style.
ton of attention. I should rewatch it and pay more attention.
I just like his look and his attitude. He's very like, I don't know, carefree. Like, I don't care what you say to me. I'm gonna do what I want because I can. And he looks like a 1990s wrestler, like that would come out with like a feathery boa or something, or a feathery coat. And you know, I love, as a number Mr. Two stan, I love anybody that has this kind of style. So I don't know, he looks interesting. And I'm not sure what his power is, but it seems like he can control people, which is like the craziest power you could have, I feel like. And that's probably way off, but he was making those guys fight each other. So, or at least it seemed like it.
For shits and giggles, just kind of.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of almost said dragon fruit. I must be hungry. That's the kind of devil fruit I want, you know? Like, how depressing would it be to eat a devil fruit and get spring powers? You know? Like, I want whatever he's got, and I assume it's a devil fruit. I don't know. But I like him.
Okay.
I like Lafitte a lot now that we're talking. We brought
Oh,
up Mr.
you
Two a little bit.
mean tap dancing Slender Man? yeah.
Yep.
I like his name a lot.
Lafitte is interesting.
Him and Bonclay need to form like a dance troupe. Ooh, have a
That
tap dancer and a ballet dancer. That would be
would be
nice, actually.
really interesting to see those two near each other.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
And then I liked that Mihawk showed up.
I have a question about that.
Go for it.
So this was a meeting of the warlords, correct? I thought Mihawk was a warlord.
He is. That's why he's there.
Yeah, but they ask him why he's there.
I think that they just did not expect him
Didn't
to show
expect him to
up.
show up.
Okay, because I was like, what? What? Because I remember in the live action, he goes against orders, but I don't think anything happened to him. Like, I mean, what are they going to do? But I was like,
Exactly.
did he get removed as a warlord? Because as far as I know, Crocodile's the only one that they're having to replace. And I was like, well, he's there, so is he not supposed to be? But maybe he just doesn't come to meetings often. I don't know.
Yeah,
He
I
seems
think
like
it's
somebody who doesn't come to meetings.
yeah.
I mean, I
Yeah.
think it's just like he's a laid back person, and he's just the kind of person, he's not going to go out of his way for anything or anyone, you know? Like he's like, oh, okay, so they're having a meeting, so fucking what? Like, I'm not going to go. And like, even if it was a mandatory thing for the warlords, I still don't know that he'd show up. Like, he's just not the kind of person. So I think the only reason that he's there is because he knows that they're going to be talking about Luffy and Zoro. And so that's fun. That's like interesting to me that he cares so much about these two and what the world government has to say about them, that he's traveling here to go to this meeting that he genuinely does not give a shit about. And like,
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's like this meeting too, it's not like it's just a 2 hour flight to the capital or something like that. It's very possible he was on the other side of the world and he had to travel there by boat. Like, he could have been traveling for weeks to get there just to have a 30-minute conversation maybe about Zoro and Luffy. Like, it was just, it's interesting to me that he's there. And I think that that was the interesting part about, or like, I think that that's what caught Sengoku off as well. He just did not expect Mihawk to actually go out of his way for once.
I think it was interesting with Lafitte. They said that he was a peace officer, a type of marine or
I
a
don't
cop.
think so. I'm thinking it's more like Genzo was at with
Okay.
Nami.
And they said that he had a scandal. So I'm curious what that scandal was. And is he wearing makeup? Why does he look the way he does? Is he just super pale? Is he a mime? No, he can't be a mime because he talks.
These are all
But
great questions.
whatever he is, I want to know more. But he's not a warlord. He
No.
works for Blackbeard.
Correct.
Beard,
Yes.
which is the spoiler from a few weeks ago or whenever when we watched that episode and he was talking to Luffy in the street and nobody knew who he was. The closed captioning said Blackbeard and whatever he said. And I was like, well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Listen to me all the time.
I was going to ask you about it. I was going to ask if it said Blackbeard or if it said
Good.
Teach.
It did
So,
say Blackbeard. Say teach, but I
okay.
remember hearing that in one of these episodes. But yeah, it said Blackbeard, so
Okay.
oh well. It's weird that
Gotcha.
he was so nice to Luffy
I
then.
know. Yeah, it
And
like
now he seems like a maniac.
knowing what we know about Blackbeard and stuff, especially from like what they said about Drum Island whenever Blackbeard was there, and then Ace talking about him, and how he killed one of his fellow crewmates, and Ace is like hunting him down now, and then he was nice to Luffy there for a little bit. Yeah, it's like we've got this information about this character, and now we can finally put a name or a face to a name, you know. And someone else we got here is Edward Newgate, also known as Whitebeard. And so it's actually kind Whitney, go for it.
Well, it didn't show him for quite a while because we go to his ship and we see this red-headed guy. I think his name was Rockstar.
Yep.
They're like, we haven't heard of you. And it was kind of like a Star Lord moment. Like, you've heard of me. I'm Rockstar. And they're like, who? and he is bringing a letter from Shanks to Whitebeard. And of course, Whitebeard tears it up. And we find out later that Shanks knew that was going to happen and thought it was funny or whatever. But he's hooked up to a bunch of tubes. He's got nurses. So something's up with him. Is he a giant? Or was that just the scale with
I think
Rockstar standing in front of him? Because he looks gigantic.
he's not like a literal giant like Dorian Braggy, but he is a massive man, yes.
Okay. And is he on oxygen or
He is on
are you
oxygen.
like,
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, what is that?
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, other than that, he seems like a jerk. But other than that, I don't know. Which is weird because doesn't Ace work for him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ace seems like a good dude, so
Ace is like one of his head pirates. Ace loves
yeah.
Whitebeard.
So like why is he such a butthole? I don't know.
And see, here's the question is he a butthole just because he's a butthole, or is he a butthole to, I've said butthole way more times than I ever thought I was going to.
Butthole.
Or is he just being an
Butthole.
ass to this guy Rockstar because he has to put on a show for a different crew? He has to put on a power show.
I don't know, but I mean, if he knows Shanks, does he really feel like he needs to put on a show for Shanks?
He might. You never know. Maybe Shanks is, yeah, you just don't know.
Because I'm not sure how threatening Shanks is. We don't really know. I know he's like a good pirate, but I don't know, like, does he have a high bounty? Has he defeated a lot of people? Is he considered a threat to other pirates? I don't really know. So.
All we really know is we know he's very good friends with Mihawk, and he has a lot of balls for sending a letter to
He's
Whitebeard.
very good friends with Mihawk. They're roommates. They were roommates. They were best friends.
The rock star guy, that was kind of funny to me because it was like he obviously had not learned how far down in the food chain he was yet. He's like, I'm new. And he's like, and this tells you how important it is that Shanks sent me here. He's like, no, you guy are expendable. That's why you were sent there.
Right.
And so the caption or whatever that I think popped up for Rockstar said his bounty was 96 million too. So it was
Rock
like,
stars?
yeah. So he's like at Luffy level. Like right under
Jesus.
Luffy. Yeah.
And they haven't heard of him?
Right?
It's more
So
than Zoro's,
it is more than
right?
Zoro's. Isn't that
That doesn't make
crazy?
any sense. So, is Blackbeard's name also Teach? I'm kind of confused about that. Like
So
Edward Teach, the real Blackbeard?
there you
Yeah, that's what I
go.
was like.
So
Blackbeard is a nickname.
So Blackbeard is a nickname. His name in the show is Marshall D. Teach. And then
D.
Marshall D. Teach, yep. And then Whitebeard's name is Edward Newgate. So they kind of took the
Oh.
Edward Teach from the real Blackbeard, that lived long ago, and split it to two different characters being Whitebeard and Blackbeard.
Two beards.
Yeah,
Interesting.
two beards. And then there's my note. We finally get the identity of Blackbeard. And it's kind of interesting that Luffy is here with this man that Ace is hunting, that his brother is hunting, and he doesn't even know that this is the guy that Ace is looking for. And then we kind of get a quick layout of the Blackbeard crew members. Captain Marshall D. Teach, and then we've got the helmsman, Jesus Burgess, the wrestler guy. And then we've got Van Auger, the sniper that shot the seagulls. And then Lafitte, who we've already talked about. And Doc Q, also known as the Reaper.
Is that the guy on the horse?
It is the guy on the horse,
Yeah.
yes.
He looks like he's about, him and the horse both look like they're about to die.
They do, don't they? Which is
Like
odd
the
for a
horse had his
doctor.
tongue hanging out. He
Yeah.
was like, bleh, on the boat.
So yeah, lot of information in this episode. Amanda, what did you think of this episode?
I think I pretty much covered most of it.
I know I
Yeah,
kind of
me
went
too.
through it.
Yeah, I definitely forgot that Shanks's crew and all of them were like referred to as red-haired. And I was like, who are they
Oh
talking
yeah.
about? And I was like, oh, it's Shanks.
True.
Kind of forgot about him. But yeah, I mean, I liked seeing more warlords, more people to remember. And I did kind of like that lineup of Blackbeard's crew. Because those were all the people that like I couldn't remember who they were,
And
or
finally getting
like
their names and stuff,
we
and
saw them
yeah.
very quickly, and I was like, who is this deteriorating man on a horse? Don't care.
Yeah, I was confusing them with Bellamy's pirates. I didn't realize they were all separate from each other, but that helped a lot.
Yeah, and then because I was like, are these just random townspeople? Like, what is
Right.
happening here? So then it like introduced them name, with their names, one shot with their face. So then it kind of made it easier to figure out who they were. Yeah, I think that's, didn't really have much else besides what I already went over. Yeah, so at one point, I don't remember what Nami was yelling about, but Shanks, or not Shanks, Zoro was like, basically like, shut the fuck up, you told us not to fight him before, so.
Yes.
Yeah,
That
that
was the
was here
only other
note
somewhere.
I had. He was like, you tell us to do this, and then you tell us to do that, and you yell at us, and he says, make up your mind. And I was like, finally, somebody talked back to her. And I think if any of them are going to do it, it's going to be Zoro. And I'm glad he did.
That's fair. Okay, y'all ready to move on to 152?
Yeah.
The crew is ready to depart, and Nami is getting very impatient, waiting for Luffy to return. Finally, the crew sets sail toward the knockup stream. However, elsewhere, the Blackbeard pirates have also set sail from Jaya in search of the Straw Hats. As the Straw Hats continue south, the weather starts getting dicey, and it gets even worse when a whirlpool forms. The ocean goes calm, and the Blackbeard pirates arrive while the Straw Hats wait. Blackbeard reveals the new bounties to the Straw Hats, and the Straw Hats celebrate their new numbers until the knockup stream arrives. The Blackbeard ship is torn apart, and the Mary is sent sky high. The crew flips out until Nami takes charge and gets the Mary under control in their path toward the clouds. Whitney, what did you think of this episode?
I was really glad that I said this earlier. I wasn't sure if they were going to make it because I'm so used to Alabasta and things taking forever to happen. But they actually are going for it for this episode. I had a couple of really funny quotes to me. They were funny. When they first see the new, quote unquote, new Going Merry with wings and all that, and it kind of looks like a chicken. And Zoro says, chickens don't even know how to fly. They should have made it a pigeon. I loved that.
Yeah, that was really
Which
funny.
chickens can fly a little bit as a person who owns chickens, but not very well and not very far. But that was funny to me. And when they're saying bye to Cricket, and it's so nice and congenial, and then it keeps going like for a long time, which I love. I'm a huge fan of that kind of stuff. And then Luffy says, "Try and take it easy, okay?" And Cricket says, "Mind your own business." That's what I'm going to start saying to people. Like, if they're like, "I hope you have a good weekend," I'm like, "You mind your own business."
Yeah, that's a good
Just to
one.
see what they say. But yeah, it was just kind of like chaos after that. They have some conversation about the bird, pointing. And they said he points south, but does he point like a compass? Because somebody said he always points south, but that
Yeah,
may
he
have
always
been
faces
Luffy.
south.
But then how is that helpful? I thought
So,
he was pointing like a compass.
because he always points south, they can tell which direction is north, south, you know.
Oh,
Okay,
duh.
so
Oh, I'm such an
yeah.
idiot.
And they were going south, so they just needed to go which way he was facing.
Sorry. Just listen. I've not been out in civilization for 2 weeks. I've been off work, so just don't look at my mush of brain right now. Anyway, so there's a whirlpool and there's monsters, and now the Blackbeard pirates are there. It's kind of like chaos, like I said. And then Nami decides to be useful for the first time in like 50 episodes and actually do what she's supposed to do. And then they played the OG song, which made me
They
happy.
did, yeah.
That cheesy song that I wasn't sure about when I first started watching the show. And now when I hear it, I'm like, ooh, it's One Piece, you know? Yeah, so it was just chaos. And I was like, well, they've got to get there next episode. So, that was pretty much it. It was just like chaotic, which is fairly normal for them, but things are happening finally.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, like, I started picturing the figurehead when Zora mentioned they should make it a pigeon or something like that. So like the chicken is very easily changed, because all they had to do was like add the red pieces on it, which I don't know what that part is called on a chicken. I've never owned
The
chickens.
top.
The top and the bottom.
It's the top is a comb.
Okay. I did know that, yeah. I've owned goats, not chickens. Anyway,
What's
I
the
like
what's that thing?
the goatee.
I feel like it's a wattle, but I could be wrong.
Oh, that
I
sounds
don't know if
right.
that's just on turkeys or if that's, I mean, they're both similar animals. I don't know. I've always called it a wattle. I don't know.
Yeah.
Listeners, mention this if you know for sure. I'm sure Winnie's right, but who knows? If you want to prove it
Sounds
wrong, go
right.
for it.
Yes, please prove me wrong about my chicken anatomy.
But like I started thinking about what would they do to the figurehead if they were going to make it a pigeon, like throw a beak on there and then
Yeah, make it gray with like a little
gray with a
collar.
little spot on its eye.
maybe cut the horns off and watch Usopp flip the
Yeah, they would have to cut the horns off for sure. I
fuck
would honestly like that. Pigeons. Like, I know people hate pigeons. Have you guys ever heard about like the backstory of pigeons? Like how they were like bred to be messenger pigeons and then just like abandoned, and that's why they love people so much.
No.
It's kind of sad.
I smacked a pigeon one time completely by accident because it was
Okay.
flying. I think it was flying and then it flew right in front of me and I went, ugh, I just like hit it.
You are what's wrong with society today,
I thought
Amanda.
you were gonna say you just did it because you hate them, and I was about to
No, I
be
went
like,
like,
Amanda.
and then I like, perp, no. No, I think it flew some, it was confused and I was confused, and then
Yeah,
we
it was a
interacted
mutual
paths, and then I
smacking.
went, ah. Yeah.
Damn it, Amanda.
Somebody
You know what
screenshot
it was
that
like?
right
It
now,
was
not you.
like in Hawkeye in the elevator when she slaps Yelena.
Yeah,
That's what I
yes. Yeah,
did.
and she blocks it every
What
time.
the?
Yeah. Oh
Amanda,
man, what a story.
what a weird
Amanda.
turn that
It's okay. It's okay. Amanda, what'd you think of this episode?
Yeah, it was very chaotic and a lot of different things happened. I liked the chicken pigeon line that Zoro had. And then I liked that they at one point the bird like led them the wrong way on purpose because they were being mean to it, and I liked that.
They like, yeah, it was like trying to turn its head in the opposite direction.
Yeah, and then it couldn't, and then they laughed at it. That was so sad. Poor bird. So much screaming. I muted the TV at one point because I was like, this is a lot. This is so much screaming. And then I don't remember if this happens at the end of this episode or at the beginning of the next one because I forgot to separate my notes. But they were all like clinging on because they had started to go upright and then figured out that they were gonna, kind of tip over. So then they were all trying to hang on to stuff, but then they were all hanging on to flat surfaces. I'm like, you can't, it was like
They got
clinging on
grippy
to a
fingers.
wall. Yeah, I'm like, can you grab something that you can like actually hold on to as opposed to just trying to like hold on to a flat wall?
I
And
think
if
Chopper
you,
may have actually had a pole or something.
he did, yeah, he was the
And he
only
was like
smart
the only
one.
smart one.
And
Yeah,
if you
that
noticed, Robin and Zoro were just standing on a wall. So they weren't even
was
holding
smart
on to
too.
anything. They were just standing there,
They were
just just standing
chilling.
on like the side of the,
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And they weren't panicking.
No, they were just very relaxed. They're like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're
Need
more
more of that.
aggravated than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really have a lot of notes for this episode. I mean, it was just kind of there. I mean, I was glad to see that they finally figured out the new bounties, and Sanji is of course pissed because he still doesn't have one.
Yeah. Nami was the only one mad about it.
She's the
Like,
only one
sad.
that was mad that doesn't hit. And I feel like that Usopp is glad that the others have good bounties, but also he doesn't want to. I feel like Usopp would be sad if he got a bounty, like, oh no, people are after me,
Yeah,
kind of
for
thing, you
sure.
know.
He would.
Luffy, the scene with Luffy screwing with the Southbird was really funny to me. It's like the bird trying to face the other way, and like you can see the sweat dripping. Like it was trying so hard
He
to
couldn't
lead
do
them in
it.
the wrong direction and just couldn't do it. And that is a mouthy bird. Like he was
Well,
like
they kidnapped him from his home.
even before that. Remember when they went to the, when they were in the forest and Chopper was translating for it? That bird was an asshole. I'm not like trying to
Came into his
validate.
home.
Yeah, that's fair.
They disturbed him.
But yeah, I like the Southbird. And then yeah, I liked the original opening of the original opening song getting played as they're like flying up. The thing that bugged me about it though is in the at the beginning of the next episode when they like reshow the continuation or whatever of the ship flying up, taking off, they don't play the opening. I'm like, no, you're supposed to show the same scene over again with the same music and everything. And it just
I guess because
it
it was the ending and they were meaning to make it like uplifting and exciting.
details.
It would have been too long. Okay.
whatever. But yeah, I mean, this episode was just kind of there. All right, ready to move on to 153?
Yep.
The Going Merry bursts through the sky and lands in a sea of white clouds. Usopp finally gains some confidence and decides to go swimming into the clouds. Until he's not. Luffy stretches his arm out below the clouds, and Robin grows an eye on Luffy's hand to see where he's reaching. Once he's in sight, she grows arms out of Luffy's arms, and she's able to grab him. Chopper examines the view and notices a man charging toward the ship. Luffy, Sanji, and Zoro all get laid out quickly due to the light oxygen in this high altitude. At the last second, they are saved by the Sky Knight named Gonfall and Pierre, his bird that ate a horse fruit. He hands the crew a whistle so they can call him for help if they ever need him. The crew sails forward until they come upon Heaven's Gate. The woman guarding the gate charges them 1 billion X-toll each, but they don't need to pay if they don't want to. They decide to go in without paying, and as the crab carries them up to Skypiea, she announ an announcement from the lady is heard as she tells someone that they have seven trespassers headed up. I can't remember who went first last time. I think when he did. Amanda, what do you think of this episode?
More chaos to start this one out, and this one like reminded me heavily of Jumanji because
Okay.
like these crazy like random wild people just appeared. So like this the wild man appears first, and then a knight appears and is fighting this guy. And so they're like obviously completely different. They're from completely different like spaces. Like you don't, you know, you're not gonna go to, I don't want to assume where this character was from, but like say just like an island and interact with a native person, there is not gonna be a knight there. It's like very separate. So that was crazy. And I liked the poor bird that ate the horse fruit. And I got really excited when he said that it was like, I was like, oh my God, it's gonna turn into a Pegasus. And then it looked ridiculous. I was like, no.
Oh, I loved it. I don't know
I mean,
why
it was
everybody was so
funny.
upset. I thought he was
It
so cool.
was like a Dr. Seuss booking kind of
He
a
looked like
character.
a
I just wanted it to look like a majestic Pegasus, and it didn't, but that's fine.
did not.
It's not the place
They
for
were
that. It
so
doesn't.
mean about it. They're like, oh,
Yeah, like,
okay.
oh, that's it. What did they, were they like, does he even need to
Yeah, they're
learn how
like,
to
what's
fly?
the point?
Yeah,
Yeah,
what's the point of it?
changing.
Because he
Because
can still fly
he's
regardless.
riding him.
It
Yeah.
doesn't do anything.
But he can ride him
That's
without
true.
hurting him and ride
He
him.
rode him when he was a bird anyway.
Oh, well, I don't know. Because, I mean, if you had the chance to turn into a horse, wouldn't you?
mean, would a bird?
Maybe.
Ooh, maybe.
He seems excited about it.
All I'm saying
Yeah.
is this fruit at this point seems to be kind of in league with the spring fruit. Just a little bit.
Still better than spring. Maybe not better
Okay.
than fall grand. I don't know.
Yeah, and then so then they finally get up to this spot with this old lady, and then that kind of, I was like, I don't it, what's happening here? Because she's like, well, you owe all this money, but then she's like, well, whatever. Like, does she actually mean that, or is like something bad gonna happen to them and she's just counting on that? So she's like, fine, go on ahead. Kind of think it's the latter. And then that, was it a lobster or a
Yeah,
crab? Yeah,
something like either lobster, crab, one
she
of
called
them.
it a
Yeah, that was.
lobster. I can't
Did
remember
she?
what.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, more strange sea animals, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, beyond that I didn't really have too much.
Okay. Whitney, how about you?
Well, the first thing I noticed was the episode title that popped up on my screen was in English for the first time ever.
Oh, was it?
It's usually in Japanese, and this time it was in English. I was like, that's crazy. And I don't know if they started that just because it was a new arc, or I don't know.
Crunchyroll's had them in English the whole time.
Oh, well, mine have always been in Japanese.
Gotcha.
They just, Luffy says them out
Yeah,
loud.
gotcha. Yeah, I did
That's what
notice that
sometimes
in.
fools me. So, yeah.
I did notice on Netflix they're always in Japanese, and Luffy just
Yeah.
says them.
It was a really weird thing for Usopp as a character to dive into the
Oh
clouds,
yeah,
I
I forgot
thought,
about that.
because he's a scaredy cat, and I'm like, he's not the one I would have expected. I don't know who I would have expected, because I assume Luffy and Chopper can't, and Nico Robin can't do it, because I don't know if it works like saltwater or not. They just assume they can't swim because they talk about how, like, wouldn't it be great if we could swim? And
Yeah.
Chopper's like, that would be the best thing ever. So I don't know if they can't swim in the clouds either. But he comes back up with monsters because he gets lost, and Nico Robin can put eyes on her hands
So
somehow.
it's on Luffy's hand.
Or whatever she did, it was eyes on everything, which was crazy. I didn't expect that to happen.
It's just a part of her body she can grow out of anything she can see. So because she could see Luffy's hand, she grows an eye out.
Yeah. The
Useful.
Sky Knight, what?
I said useful.
Yeah, useful. A weird solution, but it worked.
Yep.
They waste no time eating the wildlife
I
also.
know.
My God. The Sky Knight talking about the X tolls or whatever money they use, they always say it in such high amounts. I almost wonder if it's going to end up being a conversion of like when you think of 100 million berries and they're like, oh my gosh, 1 billion X tolls per person. It's probably going to be
Like
like
30
five
bucks.
berries or
Yeah.
something. Like it's going to be like nothing. That's my prediction. 7 billion per person seems outrageous. They get really weak because of the thin air, but then they seem to recover really quickly. So that's good because I was like, what are they going to do about that? And then he kind of explains that there were other ways to get there, and Nami gets really mad, of course. But then he's like, well, if you go the way you go, either everybody survives or nobody survives. So, yikes. I guess they lucked out in that department. I thought the Pegasus was cool. I wrote that in my notes. I liked him and I felt really sorry for him when he flew away. And then when they get to Heaven's Gate, which, hello, does anybody watch true crime or follow cult stuff?
No,
Just
not really.
me. Heaven's Gate was a cult.
Oh.
I want to say the 90s, which it went back further than that, but it kind of struck me not funny at all because it's not a funny story, but like just weird that they used that because I'm sure they were aware of Heaven's Gate because it's kind of famous, because a lot of the people in it took their own lives because they thought they were going to go away on a comet that showed up in the sky.
Oh yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
That
so
does
that
sound
was
familiar.
crazy. And then it made me even more weirded out because Usopp is like, that sounds like a place you go when you die. Yikes. So that was kind of weird.
Movie's like, I don't care. We're like, all that matters is we're here.
The old lady Amazon, I think is her name, with the little space buns and her purple hair. That's gonna be me. When I'm old and retired, I'm gonna dye my hair wacky colors and just that's gonna be me. And at first I was like, okay, well, she says they don't have to pay. She's not gonna stop them. She just has to tell them whatever. But then she announces that they're being carried away in this really creepy voice, like, bestow upon them heaven's judgment. And I'm like, well, what's gonna happen now? So I feel like something bad might happen because they didn't pay. But I really want them to find out that the X-tolls are like a penny. I hope.
Something really, really cheap that isn't I loved Luffy's explanation because like when they first land in the clouds, and I think it was like Nami and Robin, or I can't remember who it was talking, and they were like, I don't understand this. I don't understand how this is possible. And Luffy says, clouds float, boat floats, same thing. Well, that's not at all how that works.
Sounds good.
And then so the Sky Knight calls them blue sea people, and Nami asks what that is. And
What an idiot.
I don't really feel like that's that much of a stretch to
She's
figure that
just
one
gotten so
out.
much dumber and more awful.
See, that was the thing too. I was like, I feel like it was a dumb moment for Nami because, like, the thing about Nami is like you said in the past, she's driven by her emotions. She's an emotional person. She's not stupid. Like, I feel like it's just simply putting two and two together. So it almost felt like out of character for Nami. I feel like that would have been like a better line for Usopp or Luffy or Chopper. And not that Chopper's dumb. He's young. He's
He's
learning things still.
naive. He's a baby.
But yeah, that line just kind of felt out there for Nami. And then I've got my note about the Pegasus. And like we've already kind of talked about, there is not a single person that asks about the conversion from X-Tol to Barry. Like,
They just assume that it's the same.
yeah, they're just like, oh, it's close to the
And
same.
you'd think Nami, of all people, would ask that.
I know, yeah, especially the money-driven person. You'd be like, oh, maybe, you don't know what it is. And like, I understand that this old lady was not going to stop them, but she could have like at least given them a warning saying, hey, you need to pay this much, but you don't have to if you don't want to. And it's like, if you go to the store or something like that and buy something and you're up at the checkout counter and the guy says, oh, you don't need to pay for those. And so you just leave without paying for them, and then the guy calls the cops on you. No, you told me I didn't have to pay for them. Okay, maybe I didn't have to. Like, I get that's what she was getting at. They didn't need to pay it, but if they didn't, then they're criminals. So she could have warned them a little bit or something. So yeah, I wasn't a big fan of her. Hey, anything else on this one before we move on to our extracurricular activities?
Nope.
Okay. Any other quotes that we want to go over? No. Pirate pal.
So I picked one that already has a name again, just because I liked him so much, and you're probably already gonna know who it is.
Oh shit.
Do you know? Can
It's
you guess him as well?
Doflamingo.
It's Doflamingo. Look at that. That is
It's
a great jacket and the It's so
pants.
good. He's got the pink striped pants and like 24 abs. He looks so good.
I want 24 abs. That's too
I
many, I'm
do
sure.
too. That's too many. Something might be wrong if you have that many. Yeah, I like him. I want to see. He seems like he's going to be pretty powerful, and maybe that's why he's a warlord and has 300 whatever million berry. Is that right?
340.
340 million berry bounty.
A manifestation.
I already mentioned earlier, but I would like for Lafitte and Bonclay to start a dance troupe and go around
Okay.
terrorizing people
Yes.
with the
In
power
the
of
best
dance.
way. Yes.
Piece of shit. I went with the Amazon lady at Heaven's Gate.
What?
Come on, she totally could have shed some more light on that. She absolutely misled them.
More than Bellamy?
Yeah, Bellamy was what I was thinking.
Bellamy was an asshole because he was supposed to be an asshole.
Maybe she's supposed to be one.
No, she's just a piece of shit.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Because it fits her argument.
Like, I'm not even saying that this is a character that's going to be coming back because I don't know that she is, but I think she deserves this shit.
I just don't know if she's the
Okay.
piece of shit.
Okay.
I don't know. I
Okay.
like her. She's got purple hair. She's like who I want to be one day. Like she gives no fucks, you know?
Okay.
She's probably been doing this for like a million years
She
too.
probably.
She's like, I don't care.
And how many people have
Not.
went to prison because of her fucking bullshit?
Okay.
She
Well,
sent hundreds of people
following
to
the
prison
rules.
because she's like, you don't have to pay. And then they don't, and then they go to prison, and she's
Maybe
just
she's
sitting
just a
there.
nihilist and she's just like, well, you don't have to do anything.
True,
Really?
yeah. I mean, no, that's the way I think she meant it. It's just because of her attitude and the position that she's in.
Well, maybe
She's
they're
getting a
just a bunch of
lot of people in
idiots and they
trouble.
should have understood.
I wouldn't have understood that.
You just
Nothing's
said that they were
free.
idiots, though, for not asking about the money. So what makes you think they'd ask for anything else?
I definitely do think they're idiots for not asking about conversion. I definitely would have asked about conversion.
I would have been like, what happens if we don't pay? Will we get in trouble? I mean, I don't know.
So, nominations. Anybody else got any names they want to throw in the ring? Or are we just going to go with the old lady?
I said
Bellamy.
Bellamy.
Bellamy, okay. Is that what you said too, Amanda?
Yeah, he was a huge ass.
Okay. Bellamy
And his
works.
fruit sucks. And his fruit
I
sucks. What a new fruit, dummy.
that
Wait, can you? Can you eat more than one fruit?
is
Yeah,
a
what happens
question.
if you do that?
That is a
That's a
question.
question, which makes me think that's a yes.
Is it?
I'd be eating another one.
Okay.
Pronto.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. MVPs.
The baby goat that follows around the admiral.
Sengoku.
Yeah.
And then
Who's cute?
you've got Sengoku and then his goat, Sengoku.
Oh my God.
She's like, just because of that name, I'm not nominating him anymore.
Pierre.
He.
Oh, Pierre.
Bird.
What's the South Bird's name? He doesn't have one. Oh,
Southbird.
yeah, he was cool. South Bird.
I could give it to Southbird for bucks
I don't know.
and
I feel like nobody really. I don't know. Cricket?
I put Luffy and Robin. I
Yeah.
mean,
Robin didn't really do much
Robin
until
got the
that one.
bird. She got the
She did
bird
get the
and then
bird, that's true.
she got the bird and she also saved Usopp's ass.
Well, that means she's a piece of shit. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel
Yeah,
like
I
there was
guess she
something
was
else she did
reasonable.
too, but I don't remember what. Oh well.
She kind of explained like her archaeology kind of like she was talking about when they were looking at the gold and stuff and was like, that means there may have been a civilization here. And then she talked about the evolution of the animals up in the sky. So she's very smart. She's a very well learned, well read lady. Yeah.
I just came up with another piece of shit, Gonfall. He helped them
Really? Why?
without he was
He
there and he's
was
like he see, I know, he was nice, but he was also nice in the fact that he did not tell them anything at all. He could have said, "Hey, if you go here, just keep on going. You're going to find a gate. There's going to be an old lady. She's going to try to lie to you. Just go ahead and pay her." Or he could have said he knows they just got there from the blue sea, and he could have said people charge X toll. There's a conversion. Like he said so many things without saying anything helpful at all.
maybe he doesn't understand that that's different. Like he may have never been to their area. So he just assumes, kind of like how they have assumed that everything's the same there. He's just like, you guys get it. See ya. I'll protect you if you need help. I mean, that's nice, but I don't know.
I mean, that's just my thoughts. Like, he could have been way, way more helpful. Like, if you're in a different country or something, even though we're like here, if you're in a different country, even though, sure, we're still on Earth and it's like, similar styles of living, like, you still get in a car if you want to go somewhere or whatever. Like, the basics are still the same, but different places have different thoughts, like we were kind of talking about earlier, regarding tips and RFID things. Like that's things you have to worry about places and not in others, like just
Well, I feel
the
like that's kind of on the traveler, though. Like, it's up to you to kind of educate yourself before you enter that different culture. It's not that person's job who lives in the culture to explain things to you.
And
You
that's
know, it's
fair
on
too.
you to learn about it.
And that's fair too. And I think that even points to how uneducated people that are in the, like, that are not from the Sky Islands are. 'Cause, like, maybe Robin and Nami and everybody else would have studied more to prepare for their journey to Sky Island outside of the fact that nobody they know has ever been there. So they can't study,
Yeah, and they didn't have a lot of time.
And Gonfall doesn't know that Sky Island is unknown from the people below. Like, that's fair too. That's absolutely fair. Anyway, back to MVPs. I was just
It's just setting up for a nice conflict, an interesting story. I don't know who I want the MVPs. I guess Nico Robin kind of, on the grand scale, was. Moved him along the most because they got the bird. I mean, Cricket and them were pretty helpful.
They
Yeah,
did
because they
get,
rebuilt their ship.
they did
Yeah, they
rebuild the
wouldn't have
ship.
a ship if they if it wasn't for Cricket and his crew
I could
at the
absolutely give it
beginning.
to Cricket.
Yeah.
Can we give it to Cricket and
Monkey squared.
the ape men?
Yeah,
Yeah,
we could do
like
that.
as a group
Yes.
okay, I'm good with that
Cool.
for the chicken boat.
All right. Let's see. Next week's episodes are 154 to 158. Anything else before we head on out of here? Nope.
I hope everybody had good holidays. And I'm sorry if you have to go back to work like me. I know these other two people already have. They right, you guys have already been at work, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean,
last
over the.
week or this past week was dumb because nobody else was working, but I am going on vacation, so I needed to work, but I couldn't get anything done because no one was around. So
I've kind of
back
worked.
to the grind.
I only worked Tuesday last week and I was working from home. So,
Oh,
like, I
well.
haven't worked for a while either. I haven't been in the office in a week and a half now, and I don't go back
Yeah.
in the office until Wednesday. I do work tomorrow, though.
I dread it. I just don't want to wake up early.
Don't have to worry about that anymore.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Everyone, thank you so much for listening. You can support the show on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod. And you can also find the show on all your major podcast platforms where you're probably listening right now. And you can support us by leaving a 5-star rating on that particular platform, or all of them if you want. I've done that before for some of my favorite podcasts. I've went and given them ratings on all of them just to help out. I've definitely done that. Anyway, you don't have to do that. I know I'm overdramatic. And I hope everyone
Yeah.
has a great rest of your week. See ya.
Bye.